A Senate committee opened hearings today on Iraq, the first major public airing of the pros and cons of military action, which the Bush administration is seriously considering. Senator Joseph Biden, who is chairing the hearings, says so far Congress has seen only leaked reports of competing military plans, those his words, and now he says the time has come for Congress to lead a serious discussion of American policy. But as NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports, the hearing today produced far more questions than answers.
Senator Biden laid out the purpose of the Foreign Relations Committee hearings this way: an opportunity to weigh the risks of action against inaction.
If we expect the American people to support their government over the long haul, if the possibility exists that we may ask hundreds of thousands of our young men and women in uniform to put themselves in harm's way, then we must gain, in my view, the informed consent of the American people.
The word informed could be key, because one thing all the experts testifying today agree on is how much we don't know about Iraq's stockpile of weapons. Richard Butler, the former chief UN weapons inspector in Iraq, says Saddam Hussein has extensive chemical and biological weapons programs. And there's evidence, Butler says, that he's stepped up his nuclear programs since inspectors left Iraq in 1998. But by how much, all the panelists agreed, is unclear. When Senator Richard Lugar pressed them on why things can't just continue as they are, he got this answer from one of the panelists.
They may have anthrax weapons today with nuclear lethalities. If they have smallpox, that is a weapon which has nuclear lethalities.
Anthony Cordesman, a military expert at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
Our problem here is the more time goes on, the more the timelines give Saddam the ability to get there. And it is far from clear that anyone will ever be able to answer your questions or know when or where or how these kinds of weapons will be used.
In other words, whatever decision is to be made on what to do about Iraq, it will have to be made without full knowledge of Iraq's weapons arsenal. What's more, senators heard today, it will be almost impossible to know how immediate the danger is. Senator Russ Feingold asked the experts, is an Iraqi attack against the U.S. imminent? They all said no. But they also warned that the greater danger may be how Saddam could use nuclear weapons even if he never aims them at the United States. Qadir Hamza, a former Iraqi nuclear physicist.
The whole idea that Saddam will use a nuclear weapon and just attack, I don't think comes into play here. What happens here is that nuclear weapons, at least, will be the deterrence he needs to have a free hand in the region. That's the fear.
Richard Butler, the former weapons inspector, agrees. He says while it's uncomfortable to realize that Saddam Hussein is out there with who knows what weapons, that's not the same as actually believing he's about to use them.
If you accept that one of his fundamental imperatives is to stay in power, then it's hard to think that he would wake up one morning and decide, this is the day that I'm going to go and attack the United States, because he knows that that would be suicide.
All these issues factor into the U.S. decision on whether to attack. The hearings continue tomorrow, when the focus will shift to the challenges that might follow successful military intervention in a post-Saddam Iraq, what Senator Biden calls the day after. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.